Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Big play here, third and six, at the 24, Mendoza,
Charlie B, from Nashville, Tennessee.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Gus Johnson with the call Saturday on Fox, and the Big Ten title game is Indiana beats Ohio State. Lot to get to from that game. But first, I've been teasing it. The big winner from the college football playoff reveal, Ohio State. Ohio State is the big winner. And I'm going to tell you why. Because I have money on Ohio State to win the national championship. And this is when we'll talk about, right, when you bet on a football game. And you know what the right decision a coach could make is based on how you feel about it as someone who has money on the game. So, like, you know, I need the Chiefs to win last night. Andy Reid's going to go for it on a 4th-and-1, and I'm screaming. I'm not screaming because I'm going to wake up my daughter. But I'm in my head, I'm thinking, please punt the ball. Please punt the ball. Goes for it. Wrong thing to do. So I got money on Ohio State to win the national championship, right? And I am mentally preparing myself to see, because Ohio State drops to the 2, right? And the final team that gets in, that there's intrigue about, then it's going to be the 2 group of 5 teams, or I'll get to that in a second with Tulane and James Madison, is the 10. And I'm expecting it to be Notre Dame. And I am very nervous to see that, because I think Notre Dame can beat Ohio State. And I think Notre Dame would beat Texas A&M in that matchup. And when I saw Miami pop up, oh, baby, I wanted to do cartwheels. Because I think this frees Ohio State up to make a run now without Notre Dame in. And think about the way we on this show talk about Notre Dame. The way that odds makers talk about Notre Dame. The way that analysts talk about Notre Dame. That this was always the team that if there was going to be one team outside of the very top to upend the apple cart, make a run, win the national championship, beat Ohio State, beat Indiana, beat the SEC champion, beat Texas Tech, beat Oregon. Who is it? Everyone's answer was Notre Dame. And now the Irish are out. And Ohio State now gets to play Miami or Texas A&M instead of Notre Dame. And if you are like me, and you have money on Ohio State to win the Natty, oh man. That is a major, major, major dub. And I felt awesome about that. So yeah, Ohio State, in my estimation, the biggest winners of the entire college football playoff reveal. Not having to play Notre Dame in the second round. Now getting either Miami. No disrespect to those two teams, Miami and A&M. Both good teams, especially A&M. They ain't Notre Dame. Ohio State dodged a big-time bullet as a result of Miami making it over the Irish. Just on the Big Ten title game, quickly. I felt for our friend Jay Croucher, who, NBC Sports betting analyst, who came on the show on Thursday and talked about Diego Pavia to win the Heisman. If Ohio State wins, think about this. You know, I'm being serious. If Ohio State wins, and they should have won, if Ohio State wins, Pavia wins the Heisman. Sayin was never winning, and Mendoza would not have won. It's over now. Mendoza's going to win. It's over. And I love that, like, his Heisman moment was like a fade pass that, like, any good quarterback. You're like, wow, what a great pass. 20 yards down the field. Wow. Awesome. So I feel bad for anyone that had Pavia, because that is a rough way to lose, because you were, like, a play away from winning that, the Diego Pavia bet. I want to give a ton of credit to Indiana. You know I love Kurt Cignetti. I said it last year. I've said it this year. I wanted the Giants, my favorite NFL team, to interview Kurt Cignetti. I agree with Urban Meyer. It's a dangerous sentence. I agree with Urban Meyer when he said on Fox after the game that this is the greatest turnaround in the history of college football. Now I'm 42 years old, and I think that other people have made, I don't need to belabor this, but literally in my entire life, Indiana's never been good at college football. Never. If you had asked me like 5 years, will Indiana ever win a Big Ten championship? You'd bet your life on no and feel awesome about it. The fact that Sig takes the job, they make the playoff in year one and they're number one in the playoff and win the Big Ten and beat Ohio State in year two. It's the greatest coaching job in maybe the history of sports. And that's not hyperbole. That's not prisoner of the moment. That's fact. That's truth. It's unreal what he was able to do. So he's great. I think Mendoza's awesome. And Jake, do we have the Mendoza interview? I'm going to throw to it in a second if we have it. Fernando Mendoza, I said after the Penn State game, is QB1 in the NFL draft. He's supremely clutch. He's not like Josh Allen in terms of physical build. He doesn't have like the Aaron Rodgers arm from Rodgers Prime. But man, like, he's heady, he's clutch, he's accurate, his arm's good enough, he's mobile. He's a stud. And he deserves a ton of credit. And after the game, he gave a very divisive interview. Take a listen.
I want to give all the glory to God. We were never supposed to be in this position, but by the glory of God, the great coaches, great teammates, everyone we have around us, we were able to pull this off. Whoever thought the Hoosiers would be here, but now the Hoosiers are flipping champs. Let's go! You guys.
Okay. So a lot of people hated this. A lot of people will say Mendoza's corny, whatever. Here's what I would say. It's like Russell Wilson, right, is corny. He is. And everyone says it, everyone thinks it. But I think when we watch Russell Wilson, there's like an air, and I'm not saying he's a bad guy, so don't confuse what I'm saying here. He does like a ton of work with like children's hospital. He seems like an actual like good human being. But he does come across as a phony, right? I think a lot of us think that. And insincere. Is he being himself all the time? Is Fernando Mendoza corny? Definitely. He is. And look, like, I'm corny sometimes. I don't think I'm like the coolest guy in the world. Like, Fernando Mendoza is clearly not that cool, right? Who cares? What he is unapologetically himself. And that, in and of itself, is pretty cool. When people can just be themselves and not worry about how the world sees them. Because you've got so many people acting like phonies. You have so many people, you know, to mask their insecurities. They grow a beard and they get tattoos. Fernando Mendoza is just himself. And I respect that. I think Fernando Mendoza is cool. So I liked the post-game interview. And if you didn't like it, like, I don't know. I think it kind of says something about you. Just my opinion. You bet on this Monday. So we've just credited Indiana for a number of minutes, right? Now, I'm going to discredit them a little bit. while acknowledging they were awesome, Mendoza's awesome, Cignetti's awesome, the defensive line played great, they are a worthy number one overall seed. They are worthy, and they're a legitimate title contender, obviously. Ohio State's way better, and Ohio State lost the game. I don't think Indiana won the game, and you can get really mad at that, and that's fine. Ohio State lost the game way more than Indiana won it. And specifically, Ryan Day lost the game with horrendous in-game management and horrendous play calling on his part and the offense's part and the offensive coaches on two critical sequences in the tail end of this game in goal-to-go spots or down by the goal line with the chance to take the lead or tie. Terrible decisions. And the 27-yard field goal that got missed is obviously brutal. Ohio State lost this game. They did. Way more than Indiana won it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
4D chess from Ohio State to be in the bottom end of the bracket now. I still think Ohio State's the best team. Femi and I will get to that in a moment. Just last note. Look, the group of five stuff is ridiculous. Like, at least last year, Boise State had Ashton Gentry. And Boise State's got some, like, national recognition, right? At least that's true of Boise. I mean, this year, I'm not trying to hate on Tulane and James Madison. Actually, I am a little bit. I have no interest in watching them in the college football playoff. Like, it's actually ridiculous. And they're going to change the rules because, like, I think everyone knows this is insane. But you have to follow the letter of the law, right? Expand the playoff. I don't care. Everyone's like, oh, well, now we're going to argue over the 16th team instead of the 12th. Great. Like, awesome. You know how much fun that would be this year? Like, should Vanderbilt or Texas get in? It'd be amazing. I'd love it. I hope we get that. Expand the playoff. And honestly, get rid of bowl games while we're at it. Like make it like a 32-team playoff. I never cared about, like, here's the Holiday Bowl on December 23rd with USC and Illinois. Like, I never cared about that as a New Yorker. And maybe I'm offending you, lifelong college football fan, and that's okay. I mean that sincerely. We don't have to agree. Just like, something's got to be done here. No one needs to see James Madison as a 21-point dog and Tulane as a 16.5-point dog at Ole Miss and at Oregon, respectively. No one needs to see it. No disrespect to those programs or to the student-athletes. No one needs to see this, and I don't want to see it. But I'll tell you, we can bet on it. And we will. Femi, what did you think of the college football playoff reveal show yesterday? Your takeaways.
Oh, man. I mean, it's always dramatic. They get the music going. Like, I'm watching it. My wife is next to me. She's like, why do I feel anxious? I'm like, because it's a great music bed.
Because I didn't have the volume up during the show.
It's like the music, it's like urgent music that you would get in like some sort of like thriller for a movie. Like, I don't know if I could actually do the song myself, but like, the music is really good that they use to unveil it every single year. And like, I feel anxious watching it. And like, I'm not a fan of Notre Dame. I'm not a fan of Miami. I'm a fan of the Washington Huskies. They're nowhere near the playoff. Like, you know, but it's like, but you're still nervous, just like how it was with Alabama, Florida State, how it was back in 2014, the first iteration of this when it was TCU or Baylor. Actually, neither. It's Ohio State. Like, it's so good. And I love every second of it. And from the committee's perspective, the process was horrendous, how they went about this. But I actually think the result was dead on accurate. They got it right. So, like, everyone that's mad or whatever, like, oh, like, Bama should be out. Blah, blah. It's like, no, like, the difference between Bama and BYU, and I said this in the 3 o'clock hour, so I won't belabor the point, but I do want to bring this up again. The difference between Bama and BYU is that BYU, in two chances, got dropped by Texas Tech. Bama beat Georgia, and they lost to them, but they at least beat them. They showed the upside of a team that can beat a national title contending team. Like, what is BYU competing for if we put them in? Like, come on, be for real. Texas Tech could have scored 70 on them again, like they could have the first time they played. So, like, yeah, BYU, I know it sucks, and you got dropped, and Bama didn't get dropped after they lost their conference title game, but the facts are the facts. They actually had a quality win, and you never did. So, yeah, I think people just hate Bama because they hate Bama, but, like, Bama was in, and once it's head-to-head, you have to take Miami over Notre Dame. Otherwise, there's no reason to ever watch, bet, or ever entertain these games. So I think they got it right.
Just on the Big 12 and BYU and Bama, I don't have to be right about this. I kind of feel like, I'm curious if you agree or disagree. Like, all conferences are not created equal.
They are not, no.
Like, the SEC and the SEC and the Big 12 in college basketball are really comparable, not in college football. Mm-hmm. So I feel like getting to and losing the SEC championship game is a little different than getting to and losing the Big 12 title game. And I actually think I open myself to, like, there's a really strong counter argument against that, I think. But I do really believe that to my core, that I do think that plays into it. That one of these conferences is the one that, like, pays the bills along with the Big Ten, and the other's not. I don't know if you agree with me or not. I feel like a lot of people wouldn't, and that's okay.
I agree. I mean, we all have eyeballs. I mean, we all watch. We see how the Big 12 has been gutted due to conference realignment. You know, like, that's not the, like two of your heavy hitters are now in the SEC in Texas and Oklahoma. Like, those are just the facts, man. Like, BYU wasn't in this conference when this conference was thought of as a big-time conference, you know? Like, Arizona State wasn't in this conference. They were in the Pac-12, RIP. Like that's – conference realignment has shaken this whole thing up. So if you can't win one of those games against Texas Tech, because they might have had a leg to stand on, and they probably would have had they beat Texas Tech in Lubbock or beat them yesterday. If they beat them – or, sorry, on Saturday, they would have been in the playoff. But, like, they couldn't do it in either game, and it's not just that they couldn't do it. It wasn't even close.
Yeah.
Like, it was an absolute blowout. At least Bama won in Athens, by the way, against Georgia. And then, yeah, they got embarrassed Saturday night. And, like, we all watched the game. That was not even, like, Georgia beat the hell out of Alabama. But Bama at least beat them in Athens. So, like, I'm fine with that being a mulligan for the Tide and the Tide getting in.
What was your level of surprise when the final team, the graphic came up and it was Miami and not Notre Dame as the 10?
So I was surprised that Bama held steady at 9. I thought they were going to put Bama at 10 and still keep him in the playoff. To where, like, because I thought that Notre Dame was going to get in. I didn't think they wanted to ever have this Notre Dame-Miami conversation. But I thought it was going to be Notre Dame 9, Bama 10, sorry to Miami. But once they put Bama at, because, like, when they put Bama at 9, I was like, whoa, oh my goodness, I think Miami might be in. And then at that point, Miami gets in. So yeah, I was stunned. I thought Notre Dame was going to get in, and I was going to be the guy that's yelling about how head-to-head they overlooked it, but I think they did the right thing, and Miami ends up getting in, and Notre Dame, well, just beat one of the good teams that you play on your schedule. USC's not good enough, because I watched that team, and anytime they left the West Coast, they were terrible.
Yeah, no, listen, Notre Dame lost to we all think Notre Dame is better, but they lost to Miami, and they lost to A&M.
L's matter.
I'll tell you, if you love the sport of college football, you got to love that, because that's like what the sport is built on. On the other side, Femi and I give you our thoughts on all the first round playoff matchups and who we think is going to win the natty in the college football playoff.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.